This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Abam. Welcome to our final shiur on Sefer Vayikra. The shiurim of Tavshin Peivav are dedicated by the Israeli family of Great Neck, Lilei Nishmas Malka Bas Yosef. Shimran Vayikra are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakim Mishpachta, Lilei Nishmas of Shema Eliezer and Rabbi Yaakov Zakim, Rivka Bas Tovi Halevi. I hope that's a good siman. The Gemara says if you sneeze during Shemana Esrei, it's a good siman. Hopefully during a shir. Okay. And Leila Nishmas, Rav David ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen. Also, Sefer Yikra Shirma are dedicated by Mrs. Yehudit Herman, Leila Nishmas, her husband, Harav Shabsi Benish ben Moshe. Tonight's shir is dedicated by Mrs. Brenda Strassfeld, Leila Nishmas, her father-in-law, Yaakov Yehoshua ben Yosef Baruch Strassfeld, whose yahrzeit is Chaf Dalid Iyar. For their whole family, make sure you get the newest Sefer, pocket edition of Rameir Balanes. This way you could be Mekayim, the words of Reb Chaim Falaji, never to be Mesiach Das from the Tana Rabbi Meir. Okay, so Parshas B'chukaisai, the Gemara tells us in Masech the Megillah that Ezra enacted that we should read before the Yom Tif of Shavuos, the Toichacha of Tairas Kayanim. It's a tough one. It's a tough Toichacha. There are 49 klolos, connected the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer. During the Omer, we try to extricate ourselves from the klola of Mayav. Mayav is Gematria 49. We make a brach every night, and we try to extricate ourselves from this klola. But the Toichacha does end with a nechama, with consolation. The pasuk says, "V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov." I will remember the covenant of Yaakov. "V'af es brisi Yitzchak," and even the covenant of Yitzchak. "V'af es brisi Avraham," and even the covenant of Avraham. "Ezkar," I will remember. "V'ha'aretz ezkar," I'll remember the land. Actually, Rashi says that I'll remember the covenant of. I'll even remember the covenant of Yaakov, the smallest of the avos, and Yitzchak. And Ya and Avraham, which is a little bit difficult because we know that Yaakovina was the greatest of all the Avais. But if you look carefully, Rashi says that if you're chayiv to go into Galus, I'll remember Yaakov who went into Galus. If you're liable to be burnt, I'll remember Yitzchak who went on the Akedah. And in other words, we're not remembering them specifically for their respective levels, but for the test that they overcame, and Yaakov's test of Golos was on perhaps not as difficult as the test of Yitzchak and Avraham. Okay, but if we look at something carefully in this pasuk, we'll notice v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, that the word Yaakov is spelled a little bit differently. It's spelled male. Usually the word Yaakov is spelled yud ayin kuf vez. Yud ayin kuf vez. Here, Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Vav, Vez. There's an extra Vav in the word Yaakov. Did you notice that? You should have noticed that. It's spelled Malay. What is the explanation for this? Says Rashi, the Chamisha, Mekoymais, Nichtav, Malay. Five places in Tanakh, the word Yaakov is spelled full. Ve Eliyahu Chasar. Eliyahu is spelled missing. The Chamisha, Mekoymais. Five times. Yaakov Natal Ois Mishmar Shal Elio. Yaakov took a letter from Elio's name, a Ravain, as a security, Sheyavai Vivasar Gulas Banav, that he will come and bring the redemption of the Jewish people. So Yaakov Avinu took a security. What was the security? The letter Vav. He said, you know what? You have a job to do. Your job is to herald the redemption. I need to make sure you do your job. I'm going to take a guarantee. I'm not going to take your watch. I'm not going to take your menorah, your esrog box. I'm going to take your vav. Five times Elio spelled chasar. Hine anoichi shoyleach lachem es Elia ha-navi. That's the correct way to sing it. Don't, it doesn't matter what it says on the tape. The way it's written in Tanakh, is Aleph Lamed Yudhei. In fact, five times in the Chumash, Yaakov, in Tanakh, Yaakov is spelled Malei. Where are they? It's interesting. If you look in If you look in the Mizrahi, or you look in the Gor Aryeh, he lists the five times that Yaakov Avinu is spelled Malay. One is here. One, Gam Zera Yaakov Emas. That is the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lam Gimel Chavav. Then it says, Vishav Yaakov Vishaket, Yirmiyah Memvav Chavzayin. And Hinani Shav Shvus Ahale Yaakov, Yirmiyah Lamed Yurches. And Loi Che'ela Chelek Yaakov, Yirmiyah Nonalef Yotes. Four times in Sefer Yirmiyah, Yaakov is spelled Malay. What about Eliyahu? Five times Eliyahu is spelled Chasar. What are they? Umalach Hashem Diber El Eliyah. That's Malachim Beis, Perek Aleph, Pesukim Gimel through Daled. Vayelech Eliyah, also Malachim. Vayomer Eliyah HaTishbi, also Malachim. And Vayan Eliyah Vayidaber Aleim Im Ishol Ekim Ani. And then Hine Anoichi Shalech Lachem, which is the end of Sefer Nevi'im. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu has five extra vavs. And Eliyahu HaNavi is missing five vavs. Yaakov Avinu took a security. The Maharal explains as follows. Eliyahu's job is to herald the Geula. That's his mission. That's his job. If that's his job, that's his tafkid hachayim. Which means, did he do it yet? Did Eliyahu HaNavi do his job yet? He didn't do the job yet. If he didn't do the job yet, that means he's missing something. So if he's missing something, he needs to be missing from his essence. The essence of a person is their name. So therefore, something is missing from the name of Eliyah to indicate that he did not fulfill his tachlis in this world, his objective in this world. The name of a person is their essence. So he's missing. Now, who is he supposed to redeem? He's supposed to redeem. He's supposed to herald the Jewish people. So we took the letter and we took what's missing from Eliyah, because what's missing from him is something he needs to give to us. So the mechanism is that his objective has not been fulfilled. We take something out of his essence and we take it because he is supposed to redeem us. By the way, what another phenomenon similar to this is in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Hinani noisein loy es brisi shalom. The word shalom, the vav, is a vav ketia. It's a cut vav. It's a vav, it's a cut vav. That also indicates that something's missing from Eliyahu. What? The vav. Again, that's another indication that the vav is missing from Eliyahu HaNavi. Says the Baal HaTurim in Parshas Pinchas, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Yismach is Oisiois Mashiach. Yismach are the letters of Mashiach. Yogel Yaakov. Yaakov will exult when? When Mashiach comes and Eliyahu HaNavi will get his vav back from Yaakov Avinu. So there are a few questions on hand, and those who have been listening to the Shurim over the last couple of years, last, I'm saying, 16 years, you're going to say, we already did this topic. I know. But this is Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chiddush. This is just introduction to taking it to the next level. We have three basic questions over here. Question number one is, listen, who exactly does Eliyahu HaNavi need to herald the redemption to? The Jewish people. He needs to redeem us. So why is Yaakov the one who's taking the collateral? Why Yaakov Avinu? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not the Vilna Gaon? Why not Rashi? Why Yaakov more than anybody else is the one who is holding on to this collateral from Eliyahu HaNavi? Yaakov's the only one who's interested in bringing the Geula. Why specifically Yaakov Avinu? Question number two, why did he take the letter He? Because he didn't. Why did he take the letter Vav? Why did Yaakov take the letter Vav? He took the letter Vav. Why Vav? Why didn't he take the Aleph? Why didn't he take the Lamed? So you say, well, there's a simple reason. His father gave him the name Yaakov at the Bris, and if he would have taken the name, the letter Aleph, he would have been called Aakov or something like that. Or the only letter that wouldn't change his name was the Vav. Likewise, probably the only letter Eliyahu was willing to give up was the Vav. You know, you take away the Aleph, what? Liyahu? So it was more, it's the obvious choice, the Vav. The Vav doesn't have such a dramatic effect, not on the name of Yaakov and not on the name of Eliyahu, but still, that's just the practical reason. What's What's the underlying, deeper reason why of all the letters that Yaakov Avinu took as collateral, he took the letter Vav specifically? And then we'll add also, if you look at number 12, the question of Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. If you take a collateral, you're going to take a watch. All you need to do is take one watch. You know, if you lent a guy $1,000 and he has a $1,000 watch, so you take one watch. What's he taking five watches for? How many vavs does Yaakov Avinu need? Why would he take five vavs from Eliyahu? The Mizrahi says, Lo yadati tam l'chamisha mekoymos. I don't know why he took five vavs. Ki kvar hoya maspik zeh b'makom echad. It would have been sufficient just to take one vav. So these are three questions. Why Yaakov? Why the vav? Why three times? Yeah? Fine.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, not Yaakov.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
So what do you mean it's Yaakov that's taking the collateral? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that wrote the Torah.
After Yaakov took the collateral, you know, Hashem's reporting what Yaakov took. If Yaakov would have taken a lamed, Hashem would have wrote it with a lamed. You're saying that the Torah came first. So once Yaakov opened up the Torah and it said, this is what I'm supposed to take. So he followed directions. I hear. Okay.
Not a good question.
Okay. So let's begin with the first question. Why Yaakov Avinu? The Gemara says, Masechta Pesachim. And the pasuk, "V'holchu amim rabim, v'amru l'chu v'nale el har Hashem, el beis elokei Yaakov." Klai Yisrael is going to say, "We're going to go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob." Says Gemara, "The God of Yaakov, and not the God of Avraham and Yitzchak, not like Avraham, who called the mikdash a mountain har, asher ye'amar hayoyim b'har Hashem yira'eh, not like Yitzchak, who called it a field." Rather, like Yaakov Avinu, who called it a bias, like it says, "Vayikra eshem hamakom ahu beis kel." So Yaakov calls it a bias. So think about it. Avram Avinu calls the mikdash a har. Yitzchak calls it a sada. By the way, Rav Herschel of Liska says, "What's the concept that the Kaisa Maravi was never destroyed? Because Yitzchak calls the mikdash a field. On a field, you have to leave peah." So the reason why we still have a Kaisel Maravi, God observes the Torah. He gave the Kaisel Maravi is the peah of the field of the Makom HaMikdash that Hashem has to always give us. Yaakov calls it a bias. That means of all the Avos HaKadoshim, the one that has the greatest proprietary rights on the place is Yaakov. Avram calls it a mountain. Okay, it's a mountain. Mountain is just a site. Yitzchak calls it a field. Yaakov calls it a house. So the one that's most responsible to ensure that the house will be there is Yaakov is the one who recognizes it as a house. So he's the one who's going to ultimately take responsibility that house remains there. So perhaps that's the reason why Yaakov Avinu was the one who took the collateral. I wanted to say a different answer. I want to say, let's say like this. I tell you, you know, I want to make sure you do something. I want to make sure that you come to the Shabbos Shuva Drasha in 5 months. Okay? So I'm going to take your watch. Okay, can I have your watch? I'll take your watch. This way, I'll give it back to you when you come to the Drasha. Now, but what if I need you to do something like in 1,000 years or in 2,000 years? It's not really going to help me if I take it because a mortal is not going to be here in 1,000 years. So if Yitzchak would have taken the collateral, or if Avram would have taken the collateral, that Eliyahu will have to come to bring the Geula, that's pointless. Because after 175 years, Avram Avinu will die, and Yitzchak will die after 180. And now all bets are off. It's very nice they took a collateral, but they're not here to hold on to the collateral to make sure that the person whose collateral they took will do the job. The only way it will be successful if you take a collateral that the job will get done is if you have someone who's immortal. So Yaakovinu loymes. So of course Yaakovinu has to be the one who's going to take the collateral, otherwise the whole thing is pointless. So my friend Rabbi Aaron Jacoby added, you also have to take the collateral from someone who will also be here forever. Because if you tell somebody, you know, I really need you to bring the gula, okay, sure. And then if, you know, he's not around a week later, then what good is it? So we need basically to get two guys who are not limited by human lifespan. So the only two people are not limited, Yaakov Avinu and Eliyahu. Fine. Why the hey and why the vav? Also, another possible reason is if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh says that of all the avos, the one that Hashem specifically showed the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim to was Yaakov Avinu. Shenemar vayar Yisrael es hayor hagdoil asher asa Hashem Mitzrayim, Yisrael, Yisrael Saba. That Hashem gave Yaakov Avinu box seats to see Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we know Yetzias Mitzrayim was the predecessor, the precursor, pre-enactment of the future redemption. So since Yaakov Avinu, he's the one witnessing the original redemption, so he's also the guarantor of the third Beis HaMikdash. But still, we have to explain, why did Yaakov Avinu take the hay? Because he didn't. Why did he take the vav five times? Okay, you ready? Comes the Shlach Kadosh, and the Shlach Kadosh says very simple. We know that until Mashiach comes, until Amalek is destroyed, Hashem's name is missing. His full name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? Anybody here named Yeshayahu or Chizkiyahu or Yirmiyahu or Yirmiya? It's okay. It's okay. But do you know anybody named Yirmiya?
Yeah. My father's
Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu or Yeshaya?
Yeshayahu.
Yeshayahu. You sure? What did they call him?
Andre.
We didn't rehearse that before, but we should have. The names, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Chizkiyahu, we generally say Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yechezkel. Even when we refer to the Navi, what sefer are you learning? Yeshaya. What are you learning? Yirmiyah. What are you learning? Chizkiyah HaMelech. Rarely Chizkiyahu. Why? So Reuven Margolius says that Hashem's name is Chaser in the Galus. It's Ka, Kiyad al-Kis Ka. He's missing the Vav and the K. So therefore, to indicate that, the names of Tanakh that are names that incorporate the Shem Havaya are abridged in the Galus. We call it Yirmiyah, Chizkiyah, Yeshaya, unless very, very great people. Then we could give them the full, okay. So, therefore, Hashem's name is missing the Vav and the K. When will those two letters be restored? When Mashiach comes. So Yaakov Avinu tells Eliyahu, listen, until you do the job and restore God's Vav and Hey, I'm taking your Vav and I'm taking it five times. Okay, that's the Shlach HaKadosh. That's why
Eliyahu we call.
Yeah, because the Eliyahu, why do we, maybe that's why we say Eliyahu also. Also, the other ones are longer, so, you know. So the Shlach HaKadosh says that the missing two letters of Hashem's name are the Vav and the K. So Yaakov takes the Vav from Eliyahu, and he says, until you restore the Vav, and I'm going to take it five times, I'm not giving it back to you. That's the Shlach HaKadosh. Similar to this, there's a pasuk in Va'era. It says, "V'samti fedus bein ami uvein amecha lemachar yieh ha'ois hazeh." Remember that? "V'samti fedus bein ami uvein amecha lemachar yieh ha'ois hazeh." By the way, is it "V'samti fedus" or "V'samti pedus"? Fedus. Why? Because the word pedus is pei dalet taf. Hey is what we call a Beged Kefes letter. Beged Kefes are, there's six letters that could have a dot in it. Beis Gimel Dalet, Kaf Pei Taf. Anytime a letter that could have a Dagesh in it is preceded by a vowel, it drops the Dagesh. If it's preceded by Aleph Hey, Vav or Yud, it drops the vowel. So Visamti Yud Fidus. Unless the trup on the word before is a Melech. So it's a trup that stands by itself and it's not connected to the next word, then the dagesh will be retained. Okay? So it's Vesamti Fidus Bein Ani Vein Mach. Says the Baal HaTurim, the word Fidus is missing. It should be Pei Dalet Vav Tuf. What happened to the Vav? But in fact, two other times in Tanakh it says Pidus with a Vav. Pidus Shalach La'amai. Or Veharbei Imoy Fidus. Kuflamed in Tehillim. Says Baal HaTurim, this redemption from Egypt was only temporary. It was only at the end of Makas Arayv. La Asid Lavai Veharbe Imay Fedus will be a Geula Shlema with a Malei Vav. By the way, Ravina Bechai says the word Fedus is spelled Chaser without a Vav because Gulas Mitzrayim had Gulas after it. But the future redemption, there is no Shibud after it. The Gula Sida will be eternal. Therefore, it says, Pedus Shalach La'amai Vaharbe Imoy Fidus. By the way, the Shalach color says, Oyem Venayra. Visamti Fidus Bein Ami Bein Amecha. I'm going to make a redemption between my people and your people. The word Fidus is spelled Chaser. It should be Mole. Do you remember Rashi and Echa? It says, Vayel Chuvloi Choyach Lefnei. Roidev, the Jewish people ran away without any strength. It says Rashi, every time Roidev is spelled in Tanakh, it's always spelled Chaser, except for in Eicha, because in Eicha, by the Churban, they ran after us full force, full-fledged pursuit. The Shlosh says that's what it means. Mole Rudafti, I was chased, Mole, I was pursued, I was hounded completely. But the word Geula is spelled Chaser. V'chasra shnas geulai. Okay, you ready? Fasten your seatbelts. V'samti fidus chaser. Hashem says in Egypt it's going to be missing because you're going to go into Golos again. You want to know when is it going to be complete? L'machar. In the far off future, la'asalava yeh ha'ois hazeh. In the far off future, this letter is going to come back. The letter Vav. The letter Vav is the letter of Geula, Veharbe Imoy Fidus, that will be when? Lemachar. We know that in Tanakh, the word Lemachar could mean not just tomorrow, it could mean in the far off future, La'asad Lavai. By the way, this explains why one of the most commonly recited prakim of Tehillim is Perek Kuf Lamed. You ever wonder? You need something, you say Kuf Lamed. Why? Like, who decided Kuf Lamed? We made a raffle. We had 150 options, and they made our lottery, and 130 came up as the number. Who decided on 130? Perek Kuf Lamed is the tefillah for the Geula. It's Bakashas Geula. Goes like this: Shir Hamalois Mimamakim Kirasicha Shem Havaya Shem Havaya. We're not allowed to say the Shema Vaya, but in the depths of our heart, we think it. Kirasicha yud kevavke Hashem Shema v'koili aleph dalet nun yad. Hear my voice, and my voice I only could say aleph dalet nun yad. Tiyena aznachakashuva yizakal emavoyna is tishmar ka. Because of our sins, Hashem's name is now missing. Now listen to this. We say, Nafshi Lashem Mishoimrim Laboiker, Shoimrim Laboiker. Did you ever wonder? We already said the words Shoimrim Laboiker. Why are we repeating the words Shoimrim Laboiker? We don't say, Shir Hamalois, Shir Hamalois, Mimamakim. We don't randomly repeat the same words. What does it mean? Shoimrim Laboiker, Shoimrim Laboiker. I don't know. You don't have to know unless your mother's Jewish. Don't worry. Unless you're Jewish, you don't have to know the meaning of why it says Shoimrim Laboiker. So the Malbim says like this. We're saying, my soul yearns for the Geula more than a guard who's waiting on the top of a mountain in the pitch black. You know, the guy who has the night shift. He's waiting in the dark. He can't wait until the light comes. It's cold. It's lonely. It's frightening. He doesn't know who's lurking in the darkness. He's Shoimrim Laboiker. And boy, is he waiting for the morning. You know why? Because he knows it's going to come. It's not like he's waiting for something that's an unknown. It's not like you're waiting, you know, for the Mets to win the World Series. This is actually something that could happen. This is a reality. It will happen. There are other people, they wait for things that will never happen, you know? It's not, the Shomer is waiting for the morning. Sorry, but it's the truth, you know? But the Shomer knows the morning's gonna happen. Nafshi Lashem, my soul waits for the Geula. Mishoimrim laboiker, more than the guard waits for the morning. You know why? Because shoimrim laboiker, he's only waiting for the morning. And as much as he waits for the morning, it won't happen any sooner. It ain't going to happen. It's not like if he waits more, it's going to happen faster. It's not going to happen faster. It will happen, well, but Nafshi Lashem Shem Lamek Shem Lamek Yachel Yisrael El Hashem Kiyem Hashem HaChesed The Harbe Imoy Fidus. Hashem is so kind, he could bring Fidus Male Gula Shlema quicker than it's supposed to be. Okay, that's Kuf Lamed. So we explained why Yaakov Avinu took the Vav and why he took it five times. The Mizrahi asks, I am not so sure why Yaakov Avinu took the Vav five times. Why five times? Okay, the Shlosh says to the missing hay of the name of Hashem. So, in one of the earliest Ma'amarim of the Shvilei Pinchas, he suggested as follows, and Isaac's waiting until when we get up to the new information. Yeah? By the way, David doesn't remember, but last time he asked, it says, V'samti fedus chaser, who took that vav? It's that vav is missing. We don't know who took that vav. The mystery of that's a missing vav that we don't know what happened to the vav. I'm sure he remembers asking that, right? Okay, so what we said last time was the Shvilei Pinchas said based on the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that why is the Geula taking so long? What is taking so long? It's already been 2,000 years. What's holding it up? So there are many approaches, many popular approaches. This one may be not as well known. There's a famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that there are in the history of the Jewish people four redemptions. The redemption from Babylon, the redemption from Persia, the redemption from Greece, and the future redemption. And they will all be in the merit of four great personalities. Redemption from Bavel in the merit of Avraham. The redemption from Persia in the merit of Yitzhak. The redemption from Greece in the merit of Yaakov. The future redemption in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh L'shitase. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says Mashiach will be Moshe Rabbeinu. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes in numerous places, Moshe Rabbeinu will be the Goel Achrayin. The remez is Moshe Rashi Tevois Ma Shehoya Hu Sheyia. What was will be. So, by the way, it comes out very good. We once spoke about this at length. Golos, the Geula from Paras was in the merit of Yitzchak. Yitzchak. That's why Haman has 208 sons, Keneged Yitzchak. And that's why the party lasted 180 days, Keneged the life of Yitzchak. Yitzchak plays a big role in the salvation from Purim. But the future redemption will be by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Avram Avinu was Chesed, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the Noisin HaTorah. V'lazen nis'arech ha'golos. This is why the golos lasts so long. Ki kol oid she'ein oiskim b'Torah uv'mitzvos. Because if we're not learning Torah, ein Moshe chafetz ligol im batlonim in ha'Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to redeem us if we waste time from learning Torah. He doesn't want to take us out. This is the reason why the golos has lasted so long. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the goyel. And he says, if people are just spending their day scrolling on their phone, I don't want to redeem them. No, they're wasting time. That's the cause. If I would have said it, you would have got all upset about me. No, it's because, you know, it's because we don't love each other. That seems to be what the Gemara says. That's not what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. He says it's because of not learning enough Torah. However, he does say in the end something interesting. He learns this out from the psukim of V'ata tetzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecha shemen zayis zach. The Torah that you learn has to be pure, has to be l'shma, not to argue, not to fight, but to promote unity. Fine. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying that the future redemption will be accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the reason it's taking so long is he doesn't want to redeem us if we're mevatel from Torah. That's not usually what they say on Tisha B'Av, you know? That's not what you're going to see on the videos, on the different movies that it's a chiyuv gomer to watch on Tisha B'Av. That's not what they're going to tell you. But that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. Now, it's interesting. The Mizrahi said that why did Yaakovino take the Vav five times? Five keneged chamisha chumshei Torah. It's like Yaakovino is taking the collateral and he's making Eliyahu swear that you better get this job done, and you're committing yourself to this based on the chamisha chumshei Torah. That's why he took it five times. But actually, it's interesting. Specifically, the Medrash says that the Geula will only be accomplished in the merit of Mishnayos. Ein hagolyos miskansos ela bezchus Mishnayos. Like it says, gam ki yitnu bagoyim ata akabseim. When you learn Mishnah, I will gather you in. By the way, Mishnah is a very good thing. If you want to make more money, learn some Mishnah. Mishnah is gematria parnasa. In fact, Reb Chaim Falaji says, why does it used to be Jews had more money? Why don't Jews have as much money as they used to have? I'm not sure where he's talking about, which geographic location he's comparing it to. But it happens to be nowadays, I think Mishnayos is making a major comeback. I think, you know, that the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lover Goyin, he was the one who instituted Mishnah Yomis. After Meir Shapiro made Daf Yomi, he instituted Mishnah Yomis. And in recent years, they're giving out these pocket Mishnayos. It's become pretty popular. But the Medrash seems to indicate Ein kol hagolyos miskansos ela bezchus hamishnah. So basically, what's holding up the Geula, what's holding up Eliyahu, according to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is basically Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. You know, there's a famous gematria, the Brisker Rav, when he heard this gematria, he said it was Begeder Ruach HaKodesh, Tziyoin B'mishpati Padeh. Do you remember this? Vishaveha Bitztaka. It's in the Navi Yeshaya, or Yeshayahu, some people say, yeah? It's in the Navi Yeshaya Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Tziyoin B'mishpati Padeh Vishaveh Bitztaka. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Tzioin b'mishpat tipadeh is gematria Talmud Yushalmi. V'shaveha b'tzdaka is gematria Talmud Bavli. In other words, the Geula will happen when we learn Talmud Yushalmi, Talmud Bavli. Tzioin b'mishpat tipadeh, Talmud Yushalmi. V'shaveha b'tzdaka, Talmud Bavli. So what's holding up the Geula? Limud HaTorah. Chumash. Mishnah! You know, the Shlach HaKadosh says in the Mishkan, you had the lower level of curtains, five curtains and five curtains. Do you remember this? Why five curtains and five curtains? Five dibros on one of the luchos, five dibros on the other. That was the lower level of curtains. Five and five. And then on top of that, you had five and six. Why five and six? Chamisha chumshei Torah and shisha sidrei Mishnah. You know, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says in Shruma, you take five of the Urios corresponding to Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and you take six of the Urios corresponding to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So basically, the entity of Torah is five and six. What's holding back Eliyahu? Talmud Torah. Why isn't he here? Because people spend their evenings scrolling from one site to the next site, to the next site, to the next site, and then after like 90 seconds, when they forgot about the first site that they looked, they go back to the first site, then they go to the second one and the third. Rinse, repeat, wash. Again and again and again. People are wasting too much time. That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't redeem you. You're wasting time from Liman HaTorah. I can't redeem you. Learn Chumash 5, Shisha Sidra Mishnah 6. So the Shvilei Pinchas says that Yaakov Avinu is taking collateral. The collateral is the Ois Vav. That's the Mishnah. He takes it 5 times. Keneged Chamisha Chumashay Torah. Okay. So let's offer another explanation. Why Yaakov Avinu took the letter Vav from Eliyahu HaNavi. There was a man by the name of Cain. Cain had a brother. Do you remember him? His name was Hevel. And it gets crowded in the world when there are two people, you know? There's so much more roomy when there's one person in the world. Two people in the world? So Cain said, there's not enough room for the two of us. And Cain killed his brother Hevel. That was the first example and situation of Sinas Ha'achim. So Cain did some form of tshuva. He repented, and God accepted his tshuva. Cain said, whoever finds me is going to kill me. The pasuk says, Vayosem Hashem leKayin ois. God gave him a letter, a sign. Vayosem Hashem leKayin ois. Hashem gave him a sign. What was the sign? The Zohar HaKadosh says, he gave him a vav. Why you give him a vav? Put a vav on his forehead. Vav. What's the vav going to do? Says Rav Meir Shapiro, what is the letter vav? What is it? It doesn't really mean anything. It means and. Okay. What does and mean? Vav is vav hachibur. It's a vav of connection. It's a vav of unity. It's a vav. Cain, your problem was you wanted to be only Cain. Everything for Cain. The earth for Cain. The sky for Cain. The water for Cain. The food for Cain. You didn't want and. You didn't want any ands. Nobody else. Ani va'afsiyoi, just me. So says Rameir Shapiro, God gave Cain the ois vav. The ois vav is the vav hachibur. It's the vav of attachment. It's the vav of unity. You need to inculcate this. It's not just about you. It's you and Vav HaChibor. That was the antidote. That was how Cain was supposed to rectify his situation. You may be familiar with the following story. You heard about this rabbi? He was giving this massive shiur. I'm talking about big time shiur. He filled up like a whole stadium with 24,000 students. And they say that in like 2 months, they all died. You heard about this? You heard the story? Rabbi Akiva, he had 24,000 students. So first, let's say over what they told you when you were in school. That why did they die? Well, it's true. What they told you is true. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Andav Samach Beis, Amid Beis, Shnayim Asar Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayolai Rabbi Akiva, they couldn't get along. They bickered, they argued, they didn't treat each other with respect. It's amazing, but if you look in the Medrash tells a different story. The Medrash gives a different chait. The Medrash says, the reason for the death of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shahoisa einehem tsara elu la'elu. They were stingy. Their eye was stingy one with the other. What does that mean, their eye was stingy one with the other? And furthermore, if you look in Koheles Rabbah, it says, Shahoisa einayim tsara b'toira zelaza. They were stingy in sharing Torah one with the other. They were stingy in giving over Torah one to the other. They wanted to maintain like proprietary rights that they didn't want to share their Torah with others. So it's interesting. The Gemara says they didn't get along, but if you look in the Medrash says there's more to the story. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabba says their eye was stingy one with the other. In Koheles Rabba it says, Einayim tsara b'toira zu lazu. Rav Nachum, it's quoted in the Sefer Mishulchan Rebbe Eliyahu Baruch, and this year it's Rebbe Eliyahu Baruch. Reb Nachum, said that there is no contradiction. The two go hand in hand. In other words, what the Gemara says is correct, obviously, that they did not display honor one to each other, but what that resulted in is that they were stingy. And as the Medrash says in Koheles Rabbah, Einayim Sara b'toira zelazeh. They were stingy in giving over Torah. They were stingy in sharing Torah and spreading Torah. They were afraid because they didn't honor each other enough, because they didn't have enough unity, that resulted in a diminution in Harbatzas Torah. In fact, after Mincha today, I saw Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky, and he told me, he mentioned that in Koheles Rabbah, the end of that Medrash adds another point. The Medrash says, in Koheles Rabbah, Perek Yud Aleph, Ois Yud, Rabbi Akiva Oimer Shneim Asar Alafim Talmidim Hayuli Migvas V'Yaranti Peres V'Chulan Mesu B'Chayai Bein Pesach La'atzeres Amar Lohem Harishoinim Loi Mesu Elam Ebnei Shehoisa Einayim Tzara Batoira Zelaza. They died because they were stingy in teaching Torah one to the other. Atem Loi Tiyu Kein. Rabbi Akiva tells his five new students, you don't do this. Don't repeat the same mistake. You ready for this? Miyad Amdu Umilu Kal Haaretz Kal Eretz Yisrael Torah. The six students, the five students, different Gersois, took it to heart. They said, you're right. Those 24,000 students, they were all learning on their own and they didn't want to share. So they stood up and immediately spread Torah to the whole Eretz Yisrael. So it's interesting. Even though we're accustomed to learning that the Chesara in the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva is that Shaloi Noagu Kavod Zelbazeh, they didn't treat each other with the proper respect. That wasn't the problem per se. That was the root of the problem. But the problem that ultimately was that was caused, that because of that they died, was it resulted in a lack of spreading of Torah. It wasn't just they didn't have unity. Yes, they didn't have unity. But the problem was that that unity did not contribute to further dissemination of Torah. You know, there's a famous Chassam Sofer, an amazing Chassam Sofer. Amar, 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 Rabbi Akiva. No, wrong one. It goes like this. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamaycha. Zeklal gadol batoira. Oh, thank you for telling me it's a klal gadol batoira. I thought it was a klal gadol in the telephone book. So thanks for letting me know it was a klal gadol batoira. That extra word was really helpful. Zek klal gadol batoira. He's a Jewish rabbi. I mean, what else is he? Zek klal gadol batoira? Is this a klal gadol in physics? In nuclear, astro, chem? Of course it's klal gadol batoira. Says Chassam Sofer, what's Rebbe Akiva saying? Zek klal gadol batoira. Actually, you remember we had a shiur 2 weeks ago. That v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha is a klal gadol in the performance of the mitzvahs of the Torah in order to bring merit to all of Klal Yisrael who don't have the privilege of observing Torah. That's what Dr. Asi added after the shir. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah in the performance of Torah. But the Chassam Sofer asks, what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Obviously b'Torah. Says the Chassam Sofer, you ready for this? The whole thing is a misnomer. The whole thing about loving your neighbor like yourself, it's not true. You don't have to love your neighbor like yourself. What's the halacha? You're in the desert, you have one cup of water, and there are two guys, and there's one guy whoever drinks it's going to live, the other guy is going to die. So what do? You say, oh, v'yahavta l'reyacha, and you give it to the guy? No, you drink it yourself. So what happened to v'yahavta l'reyacha kamecha? The answer is nothing happened to it. We don't hold that way. We hold v'chei achicha imach chayecha koidem. Your life comes first. Your life always comes first. They asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, if let's say you need parnasa and your friend needs parnasa, so you're davening for yourself and your friend, who do you daven for first? Chaim Knievsky said, you daven for yourself first. You have to. Chayecha koidem. Let's say you're davening, you need a shidduch and your friend needs a shidduch. Who do you daven for first? Yourself. Chayecha koidem. That's a klal and kol haTorah kula. Chayecha koidem. So what's Rabbi Kiva talking about? Where does it come in, love your neighbor? Zeklal Godo Batoira! If you're sitting and learning because you didn't learn Erechin yet, but there's somebody who didn't even learn a Pasuk in Chumash yet, Zeklal Godo Batoira, you need to show him love and teach him Torah at the expense of your own learning. When it comes to Torah study, your friend comes first. Rabbi Kiva said, V'yavta l'recha kamoicha Zeklal Godo Batoira! Now, why do you think Rabbi Kiva taught that? What may have happened in his life that maybe triggered that Rabbi Kiva should teach this great principle that you need to love Jews so much that you give up from your own personal growth to teach them and to share Torah with them? Because ultimately, the greatest chesed, the greatest benefactor, the greatest beneficence you could offer somebody is to share Torah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Not in the physical world. In the physical world, you don't love your neighbor like yourself. You love yourself more. It's a Gemara, of course. It's Pasha. It's v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha zeklal gadol b'Torah. The vav is very important. The vav is the vav hachibur, I would say. It's the vav of achdos. Until we have achdos, Mashiach is not coming. That's for sure. That the Gemara says, second base of Megiddo was destroyed because of Sinas China. So Yaakov Avinu says, hey Eliyahu, I'm taking the Vav. The Vav is what's holding it up. So the Shvila Pinchas is saying in the world of Talmud Torah, we need to excel more in Limud HaTorah, the Vav, Tar Shebaal Peh, the Hey, Tar Shebechsav. I'm taking a little different of a path tonight. The Vav, we're suggesting, is the Vav HaChibor, like the Vav that Hashem gave Kayin. Hashem was telling Kayin, it's not just you. You can't kill your brother and say, the world is mine. You need to learn the message of the Vav HaChibor. By the way, you could also distort the Vav. The Vav could become Vav HaMishapeches, where you could take a past tense or a future tense and make it past. But the Vav, the Chibur, and the Achdus, its ultimate purpose is for the five books of the Torah. Is for Lelamed Acherim. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because they didn't have Shalai Nagu Kaved Zabazeh, they didn't have that Vav, so therefore, they didn't spread the hay. The Gemara says, "Lo noagu kavod zebazeh." They didn't show the proper respect to their chavrusas, and therefore, that resulted, the Medrash says, in that shehayu einayim tsara b'toyra zelazeh. But Rabbi Akiva said, "No, don't repeat the same mistake." Miyad, umdu umalu kol eretz Yisrael toyra. The problem with the students of Rabbi Akiva wasn't just they didn't get along. They didn't get along, and now they remained bereft of knowledge. Reuven didn't want to share with Shimon, and Shimon didn't want to share with Reuven. So there was a dramatic diminution of Torah in the world. So perhaps Yaakov Avinu, who, by the way, was the Shoiresh of Rabbi Akiva, one of the proofs is, Midei Abir Yaakov. Abir Yaakov are the letters Rabbi Akiva. Abir, that Rizal says, Abir Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is rooted in Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu understands that what it's going to take to bring the Geula is Chibur, Achdos, for the greater sake of sharing the knowledge of Hashem with Klal Yisrael. So the Vav that Yaakov Avinu took, he took it five times to indicate it's not just Shalai Nagu Kaved Zebazeh, but it's also Shahaya Einayim Tsara B'Toyra Zelazeh. And it comes out, Oyam V'Noira, that the month of the year that the students of Rabbi Kiva passed away in primarily is the month of Iyar. And the Sefer Yetzirah says, Himlech Ois Vav. The letter with which God created Iyar was the letter Vav. That's the month that the students of Rabbi Kiva passed away in. Now, Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains the reason why Iyar is a Vav. Vav is Vav HaChibor. It connects the Rosh of the year, that's Chodesh Nisan, to the heart of the year. You know, what's a Vav? A Vav is the neck. The neck is a Vav. It connects the head to the heart. The head is HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim Nisan, and the heart is the month we got the Torah. Iyar connects the head to the body. But for our purposes, the month of Iyar is the month of Chibur. Chibur what? Chibur bein adam lachaveroi. But it's the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. Because the Chibur in Klal Yisrael is not just kumbaya, let's all get along. It's very nice. That's just a preparation. That's just to pave the way. Because when the channels of communication are open, then we're able to learn from each other. Because every Jew has special Torah, unique Torah. Torah they learned from their Rabbeim. Torah they learned from their ancestors. And if we're able to learn the letter of the Ois Vav, that's Chodesh Iyar, then we could use that channel, Laharbois Torah Umalu Kol Haaretz Kula Torah Miyad Omdu Umalu Kol Haaretz Kula Torah. But because Shaloi Nagu, the world was Shamim. Shamim, it's very interesting. It was Shamim because there was no Torah. It was a lack of Torah. So that's an interesting approach for why Yaakov Avinu took the letter Vav as a collateral, and he took it five times, and it would then come out that this message is very timely. We're laning it, we're reading it, we're learning it in the month of Iyar, the month of the letter Vav.
I don't know if the Rav mentioned this, but on Chava, Yud, Chai, it was originally Chaya, turns into a Vav, and then turns into a Vav. After the Chet, Hashem put the Vav in.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it's going to go back once it's...
It's going to revert back to the Yud?
But the Vav is...
So you want to connect that also. Very good. Tein lechacham v'yach gamayid. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.